Welcome to Pardes Daily, where you get your daily dose of Torah with Pardes faculty. This month, Pardes is bringing Elul to you. Let's dive in.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Michael Hatton from Jerusalem, and this is the Pardes podcast on Sefer Yonah. We are currently in chapter 2 of the book. If you remember, Yonah has been swallowed by the great fish, and he has been in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. And last time we talked about the idea of 3 days being a time of introspection and self-realization in the Hebrew Bible. Certainly, it's an opportunity for Yonah to reflect upon his situation. And in fact, he does. Verse number 2 introduces his prayer. Yonah prays to God, his Lord, from the belly of the fish. And what follows really is a very tightly structured prayer. I will indicate what the structure is and we'll quickly read through it. Verse number 3 is a general statement about the sense of being in dire straits, brought down to the netherworld, and God has heard. 4 and 5 is a description of being in the sea under the water. This is repeated in 6 and 7. And in both of these sections, 4 and 5, 6 and 7, Jonah expresses the fear that in fact he will not emerge alive. And verse number 8, much like verse number 3, is a statement of him relying on God, calling out to God, and ultimately being saved from destruction. So I want to read that inside. Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the belly of the fish, and he said, I'm reading verse number 3, in my trouble I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From the belly of Sheol I cried out, and you heard my voice. So this is a general statement where Jonah expresses the idea that he felt as if his life was over. He cried out to God, and God heard his voice. There is no mention here of the specific circumstances of being thrown overboard or of being swallowed by the fish. That's now going to happen in verses 4 and 5. You cast me into the depths, into the heart of the sea. The floods engulfed me. All your breakers and billows swept over me. So in this verse, the sense is the feeling of drowning, of being overwhelmed by the waters. Verse number 5, I thought I was driven away out of your sight. Would I ever gaze again upon your holy temple? In the original Hebrew, ach osif lehabit el heichal kochecha, which might actually be translated as, however, I will gaze again upon your holy temple, which turns it into a statement of faith rather than a nagging question of faith. In any case, verses number 4 and 5 go together. The description of being overwhelmed by the depths, covered by the sea, the thought of being driven away out of God's presence, and then the sense that in fact God would preserve and God would save. So that's verses 4 and 5, and it's repeated in 6 and 7 with the same effect. The waters closed in over me, the deep engulfed me, weeds twined around my head, or maybe as some of the commentaries say, not weeds, but reeds, which are more appropriate for the water imagery. I sank to the base of the mountains, the bars of the earth closed upon me forever, in verse number 7, yet you brought my life up from the pit, O Lord my God. So just like verses 4 and 5, 6 and 7, verse number 6, the sense of being overwhelmed by the waters, the sense of drowning, and then verse number 7, in spite of that, God brought me up from the pit and preserved me from death. So verse number 8 becomes, as it were, the summary verse. Behitatef alai nafshi et Adonai zacharti vatavoe lecha tfilati. El heichal kochecha, when my life was ebbing away, I called the Lord to mind, and my prayer came before you into your holy temple. So like verse number 3 before it, which was the introductory verse, stated as a generality, the sense of the sense of death and God preserving from death, verse number 8 is the summary verse, also stated in general terms rather than in the specific terms of the experience of being swallowed by the waters. When my life was ebbing away, I called the Lord to mind. My prayer came before you into your holy temple. So that essentially is the structure. Verse 3 parallels verse 8, where 3 is an introduction and 8 is a conclusion. 4 and 5 parallel 6 and 7, where 4 and 5 is a description of being overwhelmed by the waters and then anticipating or praying or hoping for a divine intervention to be saved. And that's repeated again in 6 and 7. So that's the structure. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, a very tightly integrated prayer that expresses, on the one hand, the specifics of the situation, namely being engulfed by the waters and feeling as if the end had come, and at the same time, being able to rely on God and trust on God that God would in fact intervene and pluck Jonah from destruction. So that's Jonah's prayer. Very, very sincere and very heartfelt. And if we thought up until now, and some people think into chapter 3, certainly chapter 4, that Jonah is a petty character, that Jonah is a shallow character, that Jonah is a one-dimensional character, this prayer makes it very clear that Jonah has incredible spiritual depth. Staring death in the face, he puts his trust in God and is certain that God will preserve him from harm. I want to point out that much of the language of Jonah's prayer has its parallels in other places in the Hebrew Bible, particularly in Sefer Tehillim, in the Book of Psalms. Those of you that are familiar on any level with the Book of Psalms know that these are themes that come up, and often the sense of being overwhelmed by troubles and feeling as if the end is nigh is suggested with the imagery of drowning, of being overwhelmed by lethal waters. This is particularly true for a classic example. You can find it in Psalms chapter 18, where David expresses exactly that sentiment. If I were looking for the origin story of what it means to feel as if you might be drowning and the end is near, so I might turn to Exodus chapter 15, 14 and 15 actually, which is of course the events concerning the crossing of Yam Suf, the Sea of Reeds. The language of Jonah's prayer is not really parallel to the language of the song at the sea, but the sentiment very much is. Except that, of course, in the song at the sea version, it's the Egyptians rather than the waters which are the overwhelming threat. And in the Jonah version, it's the waters themselves, obviously being thrown overboard and swallowed by a very large fish, will create a different impression of what the danger is in the situation. So that's Jonah's prayer, tightly constructed, beautifully stated, and truly giving the reader a window into the experience of what it is to feel as if we are sinking to the bottom of the sea. If I were to draw a parallel to what we have seen up until now, we've talked about Jonah, who descended into the depths of the ship and what that might have meant for him psychologically. Jonah, who was thrown overboard, what that might have meant psychologically. Jonah, who was swallowed by the great fish, what that might mean psychologically. And I think there's an awful lot of parallels to be drawn between all of those experiences insofar as Jonah's life is concerned. One other thing, Jonah mentions two times explicitly and a third or fourth time implicitly that his prayer will come before God, El Heichal Kochecha, to your holy abode in verse number 5, Heichal Kochecha, verse number 8, which seemingly is a reference to the temple at Jerusalem. So we get a sense, even in this prayer, Jonah, of course, is not in the southern kingdom of Yehuda, but rather the northern kingdom of Israel. And yet, again, if you were to ask him, what is your spiritual attachment? He would say, it is to the temple in Jerusalem where God's presence is manifest. So next time we'll continue with Jonah's prayer a little bit and wrap it up, focusing on the final couple of verses and their implication before we move on to find out what happens next as Jonah is expelled back onto dry land. Thank you.
Thank you to our Pardes faculty, and thank you to you, our learners. Make sure to check back in at the beginning of each week to stay on track with your Elul learning, and visit www.pardes.org.il for more information about Pardes and our programs.